realize 1 week from tonight there's a Big Ten game here? Maryland comes here 1 week from tonight. They've had those two December conference games for a while, and the Badgers' other conference game in December will be at Iowa.
This really does. A game like this against this type of opponent does get you prepared both
sure
mentally
does.
And physically for the Big Ten.
It sure does. Cameron Hildreth will go to the free throw line. Top-ranked player in England, they say. 6'4 sophomore. He has 10 points in the game, 2 of 2 from the line, 72% coming into the game. First free throw is good. 68-64 Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up. Hildreth with 11 points tonight. Second free throw, around and out, no good. As Seijin the rebound for Wisconsin. 4-point lead for the Badgers as we hit crunch time at the Kohl Center. Up the floor is Chucky Hepburn throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Crowell against Marsh. A pass to Wohl high on the right. Leaves it for Hepburn between the rings. Hepburn surveys, flips to Klesmet. Shot clock at 10. Klesmet finds a gap in the paint. Out to Hepburn, fakes the three. Loops to Crowell. 5 to shoot. Crowell left wing to Hepburn for 3 left side. That's off the rim. No good. A siege in the rebound. Tried to save it, but threw it away to Monsanto. Here comes Hildreth up the floor. He'll feed Appleby. Appleby jump pass left corner, Monsanto for 3. It's good. Damari Monsanto with a triple, and Wake Forest is within 1. 2:55 to play, 68-67 Wisconsin. Hepburn sets the floor, throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Crowell against Marsh, a bounce for Wohl, baseline right. Monsanto defends single coverage. Wohl backing, darts it out to Hepburn. Clean look at a 3, left side, money. Chucky Hepburn, another triple. 71-67 Wisconsin with 2:32 remaining.
That was a good find from Wohl from right lane line to Hepburn in the left wing.
Tyree Appleby, crouching left-hand hip-high dribble, crosses over, blasting down the lane to the rim. Layup good. It counts at a foul. He just has that extra gear, and it's an and-one for Tyree Appleby. And the foul assessed to Max Klesmet. That'll be his second. 71-69 Wisconsin with 2:22 to play.
Every player you defend, you try to take something away from them. What do you take away from Appleby? Because he can hit the three and he can get past you on that first step.
He has 29 points tonight. Eyes the rim, free throw on the way, and it's good. Back to a 1-point game, 71-70 Wisconsin. 2:22 remaining. Hepburn jogs it up for Wisconsin. Leaves it for Max Klesmet, throwing to his siege in between the circles. He'll give it up to Crowell at the top. Crowell fakes the handoff to Klesmet. Instead, will give to Wohl, 15 to shoot. Tyler sends it back out to Crowell, back to Wohl, left wing against Marsh. Wohl, left of the lane, moving in on Marsh. Tough shot, right hand, back rim, no. Marsh the rebound, a minute 55 to play. 71-70 Wisconsin. And here comes Appleby, who has 30 points tonight. They spread the floor for him. Klesmet trying to dig in. Down to a minute 40 remaining. Appleby between the circles. Throws to Monsanto high on the right. Monsanto against Hepburn. Turns, fades, flips, hits. Monsanto gives Wake Forest the lead. 72-71, a minute 28 to play. Timeout in Wisconsin. Now with a minute 27 remaining. We'll keep it here. 1:27 to play. Wake Forest 72, Wisconsin 71.
That turnaround jumper by Monsanto was pretty heavily contested, too, by Chucky Hepburn. Monsanto and Appleby have shown a great instinct for scoring from just about any place on the floor.
Yep. You mentioned it with Monsanto, too. He went through that cold spell, but that wasn't going to stop him. Hit a three and then the mid-range there a minute ago. The three straight makes for the Demon Deacons, and now they have the lead, 72-71, a minute 27 to play. Badgers have 2 timeouts available. Wake Forest has 1. Possession arrow to Wake Forest. Next Wisconsin foul has Wake in the 1-1. Wake has committed 8 fouls.
See how quickly Wake Forest doubles Wohl if and when he gets the ball offensively here.
Wohl, Crowell, Hepburn, Assisian, and Klesmet out there for Wisconsin. Williamson, Appleby, Marsh, Hildreth and Monsanto for Wake Forest. Klesman sideline left to inbound. Flips it into Crow. He'll leave it for Hepburn at the edge of the center circle. Hepburn a high screen from Wall. Long three. Chucky off the rim. No good. Marsh the rebound. Knocked away. Wall. It's loose. Klesman trying to gather. Marsh does instead. Klesman tried to knock it away again. Couldn't do it. A minute 12 to play. Wake Forest with the ball and a one-point lead. Appleby by the center circle. 105 remaining. 72-71 Wake Forest. Monsanto against a Siegen of mid-range jumper. Back rim, no. Rebound tipped in the air. Pulled down by Klesman. Down to 55 seconds to play. Here comes Chucky, right side of the front court. Badgers down one. A pass to Wall. Got fouled over the back by Monsanto. And a 1-1 for Tyler Wall with 51 seconds to play. 72-71 Wake Forest.
It's almost a must, isn't it, Matt, to get Wall a touch in every possession, especially coming down in crunch time. Force the defense to make a play.
Wall 3 of 3 at the line tonight. He has 15 points. This is a 1-1. That was team foul number 9. Maybe some offense defense here, perhaps. A Siegen comes out as Jordan Davis is back in. Badgers down 1. 51 seconds to play. And Tyler Wall steps to the free throw line for a 1-1. Ties the rim. Front end is good. Tied at 72. Andrew Carr will come in for Davian Williamson now. A little more size on the floor. Carr 6'10 coming in for the 6-footer Williamson. So a lot more size on the floor. Second free throw coming up for Wall, trying to give his team the lead in the final minute. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. Badgers lead 73-72. 51 seconds to play in Madison. Now can the Badgers dig in and get another stop? Walking it up is Appleby with 43 seconds to play. A bounce for Carr, left of the circle. Hands off to Hildreth against Wall. Hildreth trying to attack, left of the lane. Fades, flips, hits with the right hand. Wake up one, 34 seconds to play. 74-73 Wake Forest. Down to 30 seconds to play. Hepburn front court, left side. Timeout Wisconsin, 27.7 to play. 24 to shoot. 74-73 Wake Forest leading Wisconsin.
Hildreth has been really effective with that floater.
He has.
He's strong physically, so he can get inside on the defense, and then he's got a nice touch around the rim.
Badgers using their 60-second timeout. They still have a 30 available. Wake Forest with a timeout available as well. 27.7 to play. 74-73 Wake Forest. Hildreth with 13 points tonight. Likewise, Monsanto. Appleby with 30. Hepburn with 21 for Wisconsin. Wall 17. Crowell 15. And Asijan with 12, all in the second half.
Last time the Badgers had the ball, Monsanto was checking Tyler Wall. And Monsanto fouled Wall as he was trying to post and present himself to the basketball. We'll see again how Wake Forest plays Tyler Wall, because obviously he's the key to whatever Wisconsin tries to do most of the time offensively.
Let's see what Greg Gard draws up here and how Forbes will try to defend it. 27.7 seconds left in regulation. Wake Forest 74, Wisconsin 73. Crow, Klesman, Wall, Asijan, and Hepburn out on the floor for Wisconsin. Klesman will inbound, front court sideline left. And here we go. Klesman looking, flips it into Hepburn. Hildreth comes out on him. Chucky on the left sideline. He's at the Wall against Monsanto. Tyler trying to back on him. Left of the lane. Backing. Mid-post left. Backing his Wall. Turns one pump. Goes up. And in and out. No good. Rebound. Back tap. Hepburn had it knocked out of bounds by Hildreth. It'll belong to Wisconsin. But they're going to review it with 12.7 seconds remaining.
Well, Tyler Wall got the shot that he wanted. 1-1. They didn't double him. Didn't really bother him. Got the ball off the glass and didn't go in.
There will be a review here with 12.7 seconds to play. 74-73, Wake Forest leading Wisconsin, and we'll await the replay review here. Initial shot just went around and out. pretty tough to tell on our small monitor. Hildreth punched it, but the question is, did it get Chucky's hand on the way out? So we'll see. They pointed to Wisconsin. Call on the floor was Wisconsin ball, so we'll see if there's enough evidence to overturn it. 12.7 seconds to play.
I thought it was a good shot for Tyler Wall. He was isolated on Monsanto, got it deep, just couldn't get it to drop.
Courtney Green, DJ Karstensen continue to look at it. 74-73, Wake Forest leading Wisconsin. Monitor review going on right now. Ball on the floor was the deflected ball, went out of bounds, last touched by Wake Forest.
Reminds me of watching Badger volleyball over the weekend where they have all those replays on the touch, whether or not a player has touched the ball.
Yeah.
Just a fingertip can make the difference, can't it?
Absolutely, yeah. That's what you're looking for. Do you see a finger bending? Do you see the rotation of the ball change? One of those, like, the longer they look, the more nervous you get. It is taking a little while here. Karstensen and Courtney Green bring Don Daly over. Shot clock will be off, of course. 12.7 seconds to play.
We just don't have a good enough angle to make a judgment off the one look that we get.
We're about to get a verdict. It'll be Wake Forest ball with 12.7 seconds remaining. So that means Jordan Davis will be coming in. Defensive sub, 74-73, Wake Forest. So the Demon Deacons get the stop. Went off the fingertip of Chucky Hepburn, they say. So now the Badgers will put on a little heat. Wake Forest in the backcourt inbounding along the sideline. See if Wisconsin can get a turnover here. Hildreth will be inbound. Looking. Into Appleby. Got fouled by Hepburn. That's exactly who Wake Forest would want to have the ball. He mentioned he's an 85% free throw shooter. He's 4 of 4 tonight. And his team foul number 7, 12.2 seconds to play. Connor Siegen will be coming in for Wisconsin for Jordan Davis. 74-73 Wake Forest, 12.2 seconds to play, and Tyree Appleby with 30 points tonight gets a 1-1. Two for a miss. Let's see. He eyes the rim. Free throw on the way, and it's nothing but net. 75-73 Wake Forest with 12.2 seconds to play. Second free throw coming up. Either way, it's a one-possession game. Appleby with 31 points tonight. Second free throw is good. And a timeout taken by Wake Forest, it looks like. 76-73. Wake Forest using its 60. 12.2 seconds to play. 76-73. Wake Forest leading Wisconsin.
You have to give credit to Wake Forest. Down the stretch, Wake's made 4 of its last 5 field goal attempts, and the Badgers have gone without a field goal now for a little over 2 minutes, almost 2.5 minutes.
So then the age-old question, do you foul up 3? The next foul would have Wisconsin shooting 2 free throws. It would have it in the double bonus. Wake Forest leading 76-73 with 12.2 seconds left in regulation.
It almost seems you could survey 100 basketball coaches, and it would probably come out close to 50-50 on whether you should or you shouldn't.
I remember reading a Ken Pomeroy piece on that a few years ago, and that was essentially the point of it. This is just not a ton of difference. A lot of it depends on time on the clock. Tyler Wahl will be inbounding. Wake wants to bother Wisconsin a bit in the backcourt, it looks like. Wahl will inbound. You got Hepburn, Klesman, Asijan, and Crow out there. 76-73 Wake Forest. 12.2 seconds left in regulation. Wahl inbounds to Hepburn. Now they back off. Hepburn to the front court. And there's the foul with 9.2 seconds to play. Hildreth with the foul. Chucky will shoot two. It's a lot of time to commit that now. So Hepburn gets two foul shots. Chucky at the foul line tonight is 1 for 2. 76-73 Wake Forest. First free throw is good for Hepburn. 76-74 Wake Forest. Davis will come in for his senior. Marsh comes back in for Wake Forest. 9.2 to play, 76-74 Wake Forest. Hepburn made the first free throw, and he made the second. Badgers back to within one, and will apply full court pressure. Monsanto shuffling into Hildreth. They foul Hildreth with 8.9 to play. Hildreth tonight at the line is 3 for 4, 72% coming into the game, and that's team foul 8, so this is a 1-1. Definitely the lesser of the evils if you're Wisconsin to foul Hildreth instead of Appleby.
Yeah, I want Asijan nothing to do with
in.
Appleby.
Yep. Asijan back in for Davis. 8.9 to play. 76-73 Wake Forest. Cameron Hildreth with 13 points at the foul line for a 1-1. The sophomore, Isaac, shoots it, made it, and he'll get one more. He earns the bonus, 77-75 Wake Forest. Davian Williamson in for Matthew Marsh. Second free throw coming up for Hildreth. Wake up 2 with 8.9 seconds to play. Second free throw on the way. Good again. 78-75 Wake Forest. Here's Hepburn. 8 seconds left. Chucky across the midstripe. Hepburn a long three on the way. Trying to draw the foul. Missed it wide right. Rebound Monsanto. And throwing it ahead to Hildreth. And Wake Forest wins the game. Boy, Chucky launched or just beyond half court. You could tell he was trying to draw a three-shot foul there, knowing that Hildreth was going to crowd him, but Hildreth didn't foul him, and Wake Forest wins the game by 3.
It almost appeared that Chucky was anticipating contact, and Hildreth pulled back. And they made sure the officials saw him pulling back, and then the result is a wild three that banked off the glass, and they had really no chance from the onset when he released it. So Wisconsin goes cold from the field over the last 2 minutes and 38 seconds, and it cost them a ball game because they couldn't get stops at the other end, and Wake Forest made its clutch free throws.
Yeah, that's a big one right there. Some clutch free throws made, just some clutch shot making down the stretch by Wake Forest as the Demon Deacons win this portion of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. The final score tonight, Wake Forest 78, Wisconsin 75. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here. There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
For the Wisconsin Badgers, I guess get used to it, right? They had three in a row down to the wire in the battle for Atlantis. Tonight, right down to the wire, but it's Wake Forest making the plays at both ends of the floor down the stretch as Wake gets out of here, a 78-75 winner.
And Chucky Hepburn's going to have to clip his fingernails because that was one of the key plays coming down the stretch. The review after Tyler Wall missed a shot from close range. It's a good shot. He missed it. Officials had to get it. It was an extended review to see whether or not the ball came off Hildreth or Chucky.
Yep. Got him on the fingertip, they said. Got Chucky on the fingertip. And Wake able to come down and make the free throws at crunch time. And breaking news, Tyree Appleby can play this game a little bit. 32 points. He could score outside, hard drive to the cup. I mean, just a total package as advertised. He had 5 assists in the game, and that's about what he averages, 5.5 assists. He'll get some rebounds for you. He's just a terrific player.
And they also got some clutch scoring, timely scoring, let me put it that way, from Cameron Hildreth and Damari Monsano.
Yep.
So you do everything you possibly can to contain an Appleby, and those other two players hurt him in the clutch, Hildreth and Monsanto.
And Wake ended up in the second half 14 of 25 from the field, and for the game nearly 54%. This Wisconsin defense, which has been really sticky this season, but Wake was able to, there was a cold spell to be sure in there, but overall numbers really good for Wake Forest. We mentioned at one point they were 3 of 18. What? Was it 3 of 18 from the three-point line? Well, they were able to heat up at just the right time. They end up 18 of 24. Obviously very timely makes along the way. So Wake gets the win tonight over Wisconsin, 78-75. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Back at the Kohl Center as Wake Forest defeats Wisconsin tonight 78-75. You're going to notice here at the Kohl Center, if you're waiting on folks to come home, it might take a while. There's apparently a police matter not far from the Kohl Center here, so they are asking the fans to stay here in the building for the time being, so just passing that along. Wake Forest a winner tonight over Wisconsin 78-75. Tyree Appleby with 32 points tonight. Cameron Hildreth with 15 and Damari Monsanto with 13. Matthew Marsh did some damage, 8 points, at 9 rebounds in the game. Hildreth ended up with 7 rebounds. Chucky Hepburn with 23 points tonight. Tyler Wall with 17, Stephen Crowell with 15.7 boards, Connor Asijan with 12.4 rebounds, all the scoring coming in the second half. Jordan Davis, 3, Isaac Lindsay, 3, and Max Klesman with 2 as the Badgers take their second loss of the season.
Badgers seem to be in pretty decent shape. It was 68-63, and that's where they kind of got stagnant on offense and couldn't make any baskets, couldn't make back-to-back baskets, let's put it that way. And that's where Wake Forest walked right through that door. You're going to leave that door open for a good team. It's a good team. They're going to take advantage of it because they got some scores, I think, more so than anything else. We've talked ad nauseum about Appleby's. He's really good, but during that stretch, Monsanto stepped up and made some big shots.
Yeah, we were kind of warning.
So many teams are still in the process of figuring out who they are and some of the combinations they need to win, right? It's no different every year. It's pretty much the same, and that's why college basketball gives you that margin of error that college football doesn't.
Yeah, no, this is, Greg has talked about it a couple of times, including, last night on his radio show. I mean, obviously, as a coach, these kind of games get your teams ready for what's to come moving forward, but he's also been doing this long enough and well enough, and he understands the marketing component too, and he's one of those strong advocates of being able to showcase this sport better throughout the regular season, quite frankly, but especially in the early weeks. We all know that football is the dominant sport in this country, the NFL far and away, and then college football. And you get your niche, but opportunity for basketball and games like this, games like the Battle for Atlantis, go a long way in getting the casual fan involved. So Wake Forest a winner tonight, 78-75. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I live lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Aho, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A few flurries possible at times, overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 19, westerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 24. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 11. Low 30s, Thursday, low 40s, Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Over Georgia Tech tonight, 81-65. Wake Forest getting by Wisconsin tonight, 78-75. Coming up next, our calls of the game as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Silver Lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
78, Wisconsin 65 tonight. They're still going in Ann Arbor. It's 70-68. Virginia leads Michigan with 5.7 seconds to play as the first free throw from Virginia was missed. Juwan Howard calling a timeout. So that game going down to the wire.
Michigan's only loss this year was to Arizona State, and it was a pretty ugly loss. They got beat 87-62 in Brooklyn. They're getting the same fine play in post from Hunter Dickinson. He came into tonight's game averaging a little over 18 points, 9 rebounds. Jet Howard has been really good, especially from the three-point line, shooting around 40%, 15 points per game. So they have their normal Michigan talent available, right?
Yeah, they do.
Tony Bennett, though, brings back five starters from last year in what was considered somewhat of a disappointing year, wasn't it, for Virginia basketball?
Yeah, right. And just how high the bar is raised.
Incredibly high.
Just, we talked about him in the pregame show. We're lucky here with Greg Gard. He's just an unbelievably good person. We described Tony Bennett in the same way. So they're still trying to close out that game. By the way, there's still apparently some people are exiting the building, but I don't really think they're advising people to do that. There has been some kind of a police situation just outside the Kohl Center. So still many, many fans in here right now. Coach Gard along with his team. So we're going to give him the night off from the post game here and try to just get everybody settled with whatever is going on outside the building. It's gone final now in Ann Arbor. Virginia holds off Michigan 70-68. Getting an announcement.
Police presence. The police department has advised that all fans exit the building immediately. Go directly to your vehicles.
So now we're being told to exit the building immediately. So we're going to take our final break. Mike, you can take off if you want. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A few flurries possible at times, overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 19, westerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 24. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 11. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
But at the end of the day, you know, we never send a bank teller home with the bank robber, right? It's not a great fit when it's a family situation and the criminal justice system. So we have to do our best. And I think too, Jen, I just think that elder abuse is another one of those things that doesn't get much attention. And I think it's, and I have no basis for this, but I just think it's more widespread than people realize. I think that there are certainly a number of underserved populations that are very, very vulnerable to crime and can't report to the extent that it's happening. Elder victims of crime, certainly one of them. There are all sorts of populations that we worry about. Are we reaching? Are they able to report? Do they know they're being victimized? Certainly, sometimes elderly victims of financial abuse don't know that that's going on. And it is only when it becomes tied to physical abuse that it becomes more apparent.
I take a big sigh, because I'm always, you know, I get to do... My job's pretty fun, and I'm always in awe of the people who choose to enter lines of work that are very heavy. But you've been doing this for over 20 years?
Yeah, 25.
and so what, we have about 2 minutes, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have a happier talk about Pepper. But what drew you to do this line of work, and what keeps you going?
What drew me to this line of work? I'm not really sure if it just wasn't what I sort of stumbled into or if it was meant to be. But after law school, I worked for a little while organizing contracts for doctors to get drug studies, which was not fulfilling work for me. I was helping, I think, very wealthy people get even wealthier. But I was looking around and I found a very cryptic ad, and again, since this is back when dinosaurs roamed the earth practically, at the time you looked in the newspaper at advertisements for jobs, and I found this very cryptic ad for legal assistance, and I answered it, and it turned out to be a legal advocacy position for a domestic abuse organization. So I did that for about 3 years and started down this road of crime victim services and have never looked back. It is heavy work. Mm-hmm. For a long time, I sort of denied that, but it's very rewarding to have work that is meaningful. The team of victim witness professionals at the Waukesha DA's office are amazing. I take no credit whatsoever. It is truly my team that are doing incredible work, and the victim witness professionals around the state who are outstanding colleagues and friends are just a joy to partner with in this work. And, you know, one of the secrets to being happy in life is to do work that you find meaningful. So I've managed to do that, and I have met nothing but wonderful people, including the crime victims and witnesses who teach me about resilience and courage every day. So
absolutely. Well, we're going to keep you around through the break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Pepper the dog and the star that she is and her role in all of this, and then talk about just resources that are available for anyone who might need them. Our guest this half hour is Jennifer Dunn, who is the director of the District Attorney's of Waukesha's Office of Victims Witness Assistance Program. It is a mouthful. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation.
At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
32 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Jennifer Dunn, who is the director of the Waukesha District Attorney's Office Victim Witness Assistance Program. So I was checking out the Facebook page, and it seems like there, as much good work you do, it seems like there is someone who outshines everyone, which is Pepper the dog. And so what role does Pepper play in all of your work?
Pepper the dog, to be clear, is the most favorite employee in the DA's office. And I'm reminded very frequently that she comes way above me. So we went on this sort of journey to get a comfort dog several years ago and made it happen or realize that dream at the end of 2020. And we now have Pepper, I should say, our courthouse facility dog. She is not a service dog. She was raised and trained as one, but I like to be careful about that because people, there's differences. Mm-hmm. So Pepper is not allowed anywhere. She has to have permission, but she is now the Waukesha Victim Assistance Canine Specialist and has the ability to be really anywhere on campus and has just done amazing things. We sort of knew having her would be a great addition to our services, but couldn't have imagined how amazing it's been. So I've been sold on the benefits of dogs to assist people, to help calm them down, to help ease anxiety for a long time, and just started getting more serious about it. The DA that we have, the county executive that we have, our county board are very supportive. And in my early research, I found a program called Journey Together Service Dog. Someone at that program answered my initial call as I was just getting some background information and spent about 2 hours on the phone with me. And I hung up that night knowing that was the organization I wanted to work with. Journey Together actually raises and trains service dogs for individuals, veterans with PTSD, and now have expanded to training and placing some facility dogs, some dogs for crime victims, and they, along with a number of amazing volunteers and their organization professionals, train those dogs in Oshkosh Correctional Institution.
Hmm.
Inmates actually learn job skills by training the dogs. So I thought
was
just an amazing example of restorative justice, and that inmates would help train this dog to work with crime victims. So
I just kind of got chills. That's a great story. It's a great program.
It really is amazing. And probably shame on me, but in my career, I had not really toured prisons or looked at their rehabilitation efforts as a victim advocate and fairly strident, staunch one, if you ask anyone. I really hadn't paid much attention to that. So after working with them a little bit, I did go spend an evening at the prison participating in one of these classes, and it really gave me a whole new perspective on those programs for offenders and how wonderful it was, the efforts of both the inmates and the staff at the Correctional Institute to make that happen. The offenders who participate give up a lot of privileges in order to be part of that program and really take it very seriously. They even have a whole grooming setup there, and it's really profound. And I walked away wanting all of the dogs.
As we do.
The director of training for Journey Together said, no, we have to get you the right dog for the right program. And after a couple of years, Pepper became available, and they called me and said, we think we have the dog for you. And I was like, I don't want a lab. I don't want dog hair everywhere. And I have to convince the county that this is going to be a good thing. And they had me come to meet Pepper. And as I was leaving that morning, I said to my husband and daughter, now, listen, we have to keep our expectations in line here. So you have to help me and remind me as I'm leaving. And of course, as I was walking out the door, they were chanting, get the dog, get the dog. So I went up and met her. And then we arranged for a visit to the courthouse. And anyone who had any reservations, they were immediately, I think, sort of quieted by meeting Pepper. And she's just been phenomenal. She's worked with so many victims. Of course, only victims who choose. We make it very clear that this is optional. Staff have been great. I've worked at the courthouse a long, long time, as we've established. And I think there are many people who don't know my name, but they will scream Pepper across the building at me. And one day I was walking to my car to go to the doctor, and someone screamed out like the third story window, where is Pepper? Like, she's in the office. It's okay. I just have to go get my teeth cleaned or whatever I was doing. So,
and I bet too, Jen, it's not just kids who are comforted by Pepper. It's just people.
Exactly. I think when we were trying to establish this program, and we've really made it a program, we have custom Pepper activity books that explain the process for younger people, talk about the rules of testifying. We have some stuffed Peppers that we can give the kids. But I think when we had it in mind, of course, we were focusing on children, but it has just been an outstanding success with all ages. I didn't really think about some of the other age groups would reach. The first time that a young teenage boy was in our office and Pepper was there, he was very non-communicative. Who wants, you know, they don't want to talk to Jen. They don't want to talk to some middle-aged old lady, you know, about this very painful case they're going through. And as he was going to go watch his care center video, he said, well, can Pepper watch my video with me? And then I walked by the room, and he's sitting with his arm around the dog. I thought, oh, we've done a really good thing here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we responded to a shooting at an industry, and that was a lot of mostly older men, again, who, if I walk around the room saying, I'd like to tell you about crime victim compensation, they might be polite and listen. But if I walk around the room with Pepper, pretty soon everyone's talking to me, and then I can sort of slip in that information about resources for them or ask them how they're doing. And again, with children, it's just been incredible and outstanding. The county has been phenomenal about it. The judges have been great. Everyone really has, I think, seen the benefit of this. In the new criminal court tower attached to our older buildings, we have a victim witness waiting room attached to every courtroom. So sometimes during sentencing or other hearings, Pepper is waiting in that room. And we had a sentencing of a case with a number of teenage sexual assault victims. And we had Pepper in that room, and they could come in and some of them would lay on the floor with her. They can hear what's going on in the other room. From there, we turn the volume up or turn it off. And so it's just been amazing.
I highly recommend going to the Waukesha County Victim Witness Facebook page, where you can see plenty of pictures of Pepper and find more information. We'll link all of this to our blog today as resources available to specifically Jen's program. But also, I would love to know more about how this exists in district attorney's offices across the state. So thank you so much, Jen, for joining us today. This is, I'm happy that we ended on a lighter note with Pepper, but thank you for your work.
Oh, well, no problem.
All right. Stay.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.